rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Commitments to protect the freedom of religion and to defend the dignity of LGBT people emanate from a common source.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school.
You don't get any more intimate than to be there on your knees in the manger of your church, receiving in your own mouth this Christ in his body and blood.
I jokingly called this the Issues Etc. Revolution, the near complete sweeping out of the old guard that emphasized church growth practices down the line.
Well, needless to say, a lot of things have changed in the last 50 years in the United States. One of the things that you may not have noticed, because the change has been gradual, and because the culture tends to numb you to changes like this, you think that what it is today is what it was yesterday, and maybe even 50 years ago, the marriage rate. How many American adults are actually married? That rate has plummeted in the last 50 years. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, December the 16th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about a new Pew Research Center poll on the marriage rates of Americans. Devira Cohn of the Pew Research Center will join us a little bit later. After that conversation, Colleen Carol Campbell will come alongside. She writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll get her reaction to the data presented in that poll. And then, a little bit later in this hour, Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 4 soundbites to play for you. All you got to do is listen and then vote for whichever one you think should be the soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. You can vote in advance or in real time at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. or a tweet at IssuesETC. Devira Cohn is senior writer for the Pew Research Center based in Washington, D.C. Devira, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
Give us some historical perspective on these numbers that we're discovering today. In addition to the sharp decline over the last year or so, how does it look from a broader historical perspective?
Well, let's go back 50 years to 1960, which is when the baby boom was winding down. At that point, 72% of Americans were married, so about 7 in 10. And that share has gone down pretty steadily by the 1990s. It was in the high 50%. And now, of course, in 2010, we're looking at only 51% of American adults who are currently married.
How has it changed over the last year or so?
Well, we looked at another measure, that is how many people got married, how many people were newlyweds who got married in the previous year. And what we found from 2009 to 2010 was that the number who had gotten married, for the newly married within the last year, had gone down about 5%. So that's feeding into the decrease that we're seeing. Some people have said, oh, the marriage rate went down 5%. No, it was really just newlyweds we were looking at. And we think that might have had something to do with the economy, the recent decline, but we can't say for sure. But certainly the overall decline we've seen in marriage has gone on during booms and busts alike.
Have we seen the decline more prevalent among certain age groups? Are we talking about younger people necessarily?
It's certainly been most dramatic among young people. You know, it used to be that most folks say even in their mid-20s to mid-30s were married. Again, it was 82% in 1960 for people of 25 to 34. Now that's down to 44%. So that's quite a dramatic drop. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are marrying later in life. So when you look at when do people marry for the first time, among young men, half or more don't marry until they're nearly 29, and for women it's more like 27, and that's quite a change from the early 20s in the 1960s and the mid-20s in the 1990s.
So is there enough data to indicate whether or not this is an abandonment of marriage or merely a delay of first marriage?
That's still, I think, a mystery. I mean, when we look overall at all Americans and we say, have you ever been married? So that would include people who are currently married, who are divorced, and who are widowed. We find that most Americans have been married at some point in their lives. It's a little lower than it used to be. It's in the 70% range now, and it used to be higher than 80%. But still, we find overall most Americans have been married. So it's, you know, unclear whether that number will continue to decline. And that is, I think, the meaningful number when you look at whether Americans are committed to marriage or not. It may be that, as you put it, that they are delaying it for all kinds of reasons and that they eventually will get married. We don't know that yet.
What about public attitudes regarding marriage in general? Obviously outside the scope of this study, but what other research attends this that gives us some indication about what Americans think about marriage as an institution in general?
We did a big survey in 2010 and asked just that question. One thing we asked people was, some people say that marriage is becoming obsolete. Do you agree or disagree? And at that time, nearly 4 in 10 Americans said that they agreed that marriage was becoming obsolete. This was more true for people in younger age groups, more true for people in groups that aren't married, for example, unmarried parents, and also folks who have less education, that is, who haven't graduated college, were more likely to say marriage is becoming obsolete. And part of that is because those less educated groups these days are less likely to be married than are the college educated. But then we also asked people, do you want to be married? And when we talk to people who had never been married, most say they want to be, 61%. So there still is a sense that even though the institution itself may be shaky, the personal wish is to be wed.
Could part of the difference between now and 60 years ago be the fact that people from 18 to 25 are spending those years in greater numbers in college rather than marrying first or marrying at the time, at that time?
Absolutely. That's one of the big differences. Certainly, if you want to go to college, you're not going to be done until your early 20s. And if you go on to further education than that, it could be mid to late 20s. And then if you want to establish yourself in a career and pay off student loans before you commit to marriage, then, you know, you can see why that's a force in making people want to delay. What we're also seeing lately, and it's too soon to know whether this trend will stick as well, is that some less educated people also are delaying marriage. So it had been true that college-educated adults were the most likely to delay until, say, the late 20s. Now we're seeing some of that happen among people with less education, and that could signal a whole new ball game.
What do we know of divorce rates, and if this is a factor at all in the decline?
Well, when you look at the different types of marital status, that is, you're either married, you're divorced or separated, you're widowed, or you've never been married, The big difference between, in recent decades anyway, has been actually among the never married. That's the group that has grown a lot. The divorced and separated has been going up, but many people don't realize that divorce rates actually leveled off or even started to decline in the 1980s. And as a result of that, divorces had less of an impact on the the married population than it had in the past. The group we've really seen grow is never married. In 2010, 28% of Americans were never married, and in 1960, only 15% had never been married.
Is this unique to the United States? What about other developed countries?
Not at all unique to us, and in fact, our marriage rates still, I think, are higher than those in some European and Scandinavian countries. But certainly the delayed age of marriage and the declining rate of marriage are trends that we're seeing in other developed nations. One thing that makes us a little different from some countries in Europe or Scandinavia is that there are some other countries in which cohabitation, that is, living together in unmarried partnership, has a legal status that's higher than it has here, that there are some legal rights and benefits that you get living together without being married in some other countries that are not true in the U.S., and that may be helping push their marriage rate lower.
So with about 30 seconds, what's the headline here that accurately describes the finding of the latest research with regard to new marriages?
I guess Americans say they value marriage, but fewer of them are married now than in the past, and those who do get married are delaying it until later ages.
Devira Cohn is a senior writer for the Pew Research Center based in Washington, D.C. We'll post a link to their new report on marriage at our website, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page. Devira, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time getting reaction and analysis to what we've heard from the Pew Research Center. Colleen Carol Campbell is going to join us. She's host of a radio and television program called Faith and Culture, author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll get her reaction to the new Pew Research Center poll on the dropping and, well, it almost sounds like bottoming out of marriage rates among Americans. Then, after our conversation with Colleen, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, December the 16th. We'll play four Issues Etc. soundbites for you. All you got to do is listen and vote for Soundbite of the Week. We'll also give away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's coming up after our conversation with Colleen Carol Campbell, analyzing this data on dropping marriage rates in America.
Just in time for the Christmas season, we have a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our new sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 17th and 24th. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season, issuesetc.org, and click support.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.